So please welcome Gene Melter.
Well, our younger son, who's now 20, has always been a talented artist. And when he was about 11, he went through this phase, this nautical phase, where he was always drawing very intricate pictures of old-time ships and sailors and pirates. But he had never been sailing. Then one day, I opened the newspaper and saw that an historic ship called Lynx was coming to Morro Bay. Now, by the way, my children don't like me saying their names, mentioning their names in my stories. So I'm going to call this boy the artist. So our voyage took place on a Saturday in October. And the conditions were wonderful. It was warm and sunny, slight breeze, and the bay was calm. And the artist was a quiet, serious child, but he looked really excited when we were standing there at the dock looking up at this gorgeous wooden ship with its two towering masts. Now the Lynx is a replica of a naval schooner from 1812, and it's about 100 feet long. And there were about 40 passengers, not many children, just three kids that I saw, and then all the rest were senior citizens or middle-agers like me. And then, most memorably, there were two old-time wenches. These two women had dressed in full costume, no doubt veterans of many a Renaissance fair. One had long orange hair, and the other one had two braids that were entwined with ribbons, and they had the full skirts and then the big white breasts spilling out of these ruffly bodices and the capes and everything. So when we went aboard, the crew, all in costume, you know, raggedy clothes and bare feet and scraggly beards and ponytails, they gave us instructions, safety instructions, and they showed us the ropes. And the captain did not address the crowd, but he commanded a lot of respect walking around the deck with his buttoned-up Navy coat and his jaunty hat and his trim little beard. And after a while, he... when we'd gotten the lay of things, he went aft behind the wheel and started shouting commands. And the passengers were lined up in two lines, and we're told to haul up the sails. And the artist took his job very seriously, and he planted his sneakers on the deck and hauled those big scratchy lines as fast as he could. And everybody was working except the two wenches. And they were just sitting on top of the cabin, relaxing. And at one point, orange-haired wench pulled out a cell phone and was yakking away. And I gave her a dirty look over my shoulder, you know, between hauls. And I noticed she was wearing these bright green Crocs. And that made me question her commitment, you know, altogether. But there we were. We're now out in kind of motoring through the bay while we raised these many sails, and the scene was just magnificent. The ship itself and the blue sky and the water and the pelicans and there were people going by in little boats waving at us, and we smiled and waved back at them, you know, so proud of our ship. And I had that feeling, you know, the artist looked so happy, and I just wish this day would never end. And I thought to myself, I am a great mom. So now we're gliding between the sand spit, which is off to the port, and then the Morro Rock off starboard. And now we're passing those two jetties. And in mere seconds, conditions went from calm to absolute chaos. huge swells, and the ship heeled way over, and we could barely keep our footing, and the barefoot sailors ran up and down the deck shouting at us to stay away from the railing and gather amidships, and there was no seating for the passengers, so we all had to kind of cling to the cabin, and the cabin hit the artist right about at chest level, and so he just lay his arms on it, you know, just hanging on, and then I planted my feet on either side of him, and I held on any little piece of wood I could, you know, just determined not to let him go overboard. But it was really frightening, and we go up and down these swells, and when we hit a really deep trough, a lot of the passengers would sort of shriek and then laugh nervously. But it was kind of fun. It was like an endlessly surprising roller coaster. And then after a while, I realized I hadn't heard anything from the artist in a bit, and I sort of shifted my position so I could take a look at his little face, and his smile and his rosy cheeks had vanished, and he said, "I feel sick. I think I'm going to throw up." And so I looked around, and there was a stack of plastic buckets nearby, and I grabbed one and slammed it down in the cabin, and his head disappeared into it and stayed there for quite a while. And Braided, when she was sitting on the cabin near us, said, "Poor kid, I feel great. You know, I get sicker when I'm playing Nintendo." It's like, what? What did she say? And then I started to feel really awful about on several levels. One, this was my stupid idea. Two, my son was having a terrible time. Three, our lives might actually be in danger. And four, now I was feeling really, really nauseous. That deep nausea that's just not going to budge. And so we're going along, and then all of a sudden the ship lurched in a really violent way, and dozens of people fell down on the deck and slid downhill smack into the port side railing. And so there's just this heap of wet humanity. And a woman started screaming, really screaming. And the sailors all rushed over there and pulled people off of her. And the wenches had a much better view than the artist and me. And they told us that it looked like the woman had broken her leg. And then when I kind of checked back in with the artist, still had the pale situation hadn't changed, and I kind of checked back in with myself, and I realized I was not only deeply nauseous, but my hands had gone numb and they were tingly, and I was really, really hot, even though I was constantly being doused with freezing cold water, and it occurred to me that I might faint. And if I did, then who would make sure that my son didn't go overboard? And so I thought of asking the wenches if they would look after him if anything happened to me. And then it also occurred to me that maybe I should just lie down on the deck rather than faint and hit my head, you know, when I went unconscious. And I was contemplating all of this when all of a sudden we hear a young man's voice ring out, "Fire in the galley!" And the artist pulled his head out of the bucket and he said, "There's a fire?" And at first the passengers were thinking, "Oh, this is like just a put-on. It's kind of an educational thing to show us what life is like in the 1900s. And the 1800s, but no, pretty soon we could see black smoke pouring out of the cabin. And I thought of all the thousands of ships that have been lost at sea over the centuries due to fire. But our fire was put out very quickly with a fire extinguisher. And then another voice rang out, "Fire doused in the galley!" And then that was passed along the ship. And so tragedy averted there. So we're going along and going along, and then I have this happy thought, and the happy thought is, wait a minute, now we've got to turn around, right? I mean, between the broken leg and the fire, now the Now the ship, they've got to turn around. It was supposed to be, you know, a longer voyage. And I actually say this out loud. I'm trying to comfort the artist. But orange-haired wench hears me, and she says, "Hell no! I paid for 3 hours! We can't turn around!" And her friend agreed with her, and I just thought, heartless wenches. You know, that's wrong. People are suffering here. But then after a while, we were given the command to duck because the boom was swinging around. And I have done some sailing, so I knew what that meant. I knew what that meant. We were turning around. And I was just so happy and that kind of roused the artist. And we ducked. And then we were told to all move to one side of, the starboard, to all move to one side. And this was really hard to do. Slippery decks. And we kind of all had to kind of scramble and crawl. And then the artist and I ended up next to this ancient cannon. And so we just wrapped our arms around it and we just clung to it for maybe the next hour as wave after freezing wave just poured over us, And we were just soaked right to the skin. But at least we were heading back to shore. And then after a while, I realized that the artist was shivering. I mean, he was shivering really violently. And I started to flag down one of the sailors, hoping he could treat him for hypothermia, when I feel something land on us. And Orange Wench says, who's clearly been watching this whole thing, she says, "M'lady, take my cloak. It's polar fleece. It'll keep him warm." And I thank her, and you know what did? It really helped, and the shivering sort of subsided. And then after a few minutes more, the sailors who were enjoying this whole thing, they were really enjoying this experience. This was their kind of day. They started singing sea shanties, and the wenches, of course, knew all the words, and so they sang along. But after a while, they broke into "What Do You Do with a Drunken Sailor?" And I happen to know that one, and I thought it would be heartening for the artist to hear his mother sing. And so I jumped in on the chorus, and when we got to the phrase "Early in the morning," the wenches sang "Early" with a long I sound, and I just dropped out because I realized I was just so out of their league. I'd never been to a Renaissance fair, and it hadn't even occurred to me to dress in costume for this trip. Well, a few minutes pass, and I'm feeling hopeful. I'm still nauseous, but you know, land is in sight. The more rock is in the distance, beckoning us. And my mood is lightening up. The artist is sort of kind of in a trance. He's put himself into some sort of trance under his cape. And someone says, "There's a Coast Guard ship." And sure enough, a Coast Guard ship was following us, but that made me feel good. That's a well-known maritime entity. And then a little while later, somebody said, "Oh, and there's a fireboat. It says Moore Bay Fire Department." So we entered the bay with an entourage. As we passed those two jetties, the change was just as abrupt as it had been before. The ship righted itself. There were no swells, and we're gliding in, and the artist and I kind of unwrapped ourselves from the cannon and unfolded ourselves and gave the cape back to the orange-haired wench with many, many thanks. And as we glided back into the bay, I could see terra firma, and I thought to myself, no one can make me leave it ever again. Thank you.